Welcome to Noongar Radio. Have you been to Perth recently, Tony?
No, I haven't been to Perth recently, but hopefully I'm coming over there in a week or so.
Yeah, on Saturday, June 25th, Crown Towers Perth. And to receive your award, you've been awarded the most inspiring man of 2022 by Momentum Events Australia and at the Men in Black Ball. How exciting for you.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling to get that award. But I try to strive to inspire and motivate through my journey, what I've done in the past, and try and get the young fellas to make the right choices in life.
Yeah, look, that's really inspiring to come from you, and you've got a platform to do it, and obviously, you know, you've raised that platform not only through being an awesome, inside centre for St. George Dragons in those days, and then leaving, going to boxing. You're the only, I didn't know this until I did some research on you, Tony, you're the only Australian boxer to compete professionally in four weight divisions and holding the Australian middleweight, light, heavyweight, cruiserweight and heavyweight titles, as well as the Commonwealth middle and lightweight heavyweight titles. That's pretty awesome, brother.
Yeah, I think that resume is for my dad. That was the only fighter to hold four titles in Australia, the middleweight, the light heavyweight, the cruiserweight and heavyweight.
I'm teasing. So you held the WA super middleweight and twice between 2003 and 2008, but you also held, here we go, because your resume in itself is outstanding. You held the IBO middleweight from 2009 to 2010 and the WBA interim super welterweight from 2011 to 2022. You know, that's outstanding in itself, you know, and it's created not only fame for you, but a platform, as a representation of a proud Aboriginal man, but now giving back to the community and speaking into the lives of those who may be struggling with mental health issues, and using your platform and your voice, your profile, to have an opportunity to speak into their lives, which is absolutely inspiring.
Yeah, man, I mean, that's what I have to do. I mean, I feel like it's something that we all have to do. We try to help each other. Obviously, through my journey, I've had the same struggles, same sort of peer pressures as any other black fighter. And I just went for my dreams, worked hard, and had that self-belief in myself. I made the right choice. I never drunk, I never smoked, and took drugs. I've never done that to this day.
Was it even throughout your sporting career?
Having a dream. And yours?
Was that the same through your sporting career? You never drunk?
Yeah, through my sporting career. I mean, and culturally, in rugby league and stuff, and sport in general, alcohol is a big thing. I remember I always said no because I knew it was never gonna make me any better or get me to reach my goals.
Wow, that's self discipline. Did that kind of that training, that discipline, come from your dad?
My dad had a little bit to do with it, but as I become evolved and become a young man, you have to get a fight for yourself, defend for yourself. And it's up to you to make that choice. But the foundation was from my mum and my dad there. But I had that sort of belief within myself that, I didn't want to take anything that was going to harm me or not be good for me.
I mean, like, you've always looked like in a tip-top shape. You could run like the wind as a back down the sideline and step back in like none other, Anthony. And even all through your fighting, you always looked in tip-top shade. Or you're fighting Greeny. I thought, Greeny, you're up against him, man. This guy is in super, super fit shape. You're remodeling just in fitness itself, but to start talking about the mental health challenges and how you overcame them, because you've kind of accepted that there's young men and women and older generations who followed your career who look up to you as a role model and inspire. I thought, wow, he's achieved all this, and not only through colour that he had to overcome the racism, but even just saying no morally, like, hey, look, I don't drink alcohol, I don't want to touch drugs, da da da. Saying no into that culture takes some very, very self-discipline to do that.
It's not a part of our culture anyway. That's what I mean. Like, alcohol, drugs and all that type of stuff, and I was
Yeah, didn't have these Wadjalah white fella poisons that we were introduced to our country, and which, you know, having a detrimental effect to Aboriginal culture, you know, in society as well. But you know what the choice is, regardless who brought that in, it still comes down to an individual choice, Tony. And and you chose not to be part of that. And you know what, that's something I didn't know. I find that inspiring in itself. I didn't know that, because like you're a tough guy. You come across in the media, you know, you come across a tough guy, and you're very parochial about your points of view, and you didn't want to mess with, you know, Tony Mundine, man. Like, that's the kind of vibe you had out there. You didn't want to mess with you. So I'm really, really, I'm just like, wow, you know, there's you're a deep man, and there's a softer side of you coming out, Tony. As you're getting older, you're kind of like, hey, you know what? I'm going to giving back to my culture. I'm giving back to my people to encourage them.
I mean, I used to take on the system. I mean, that's why the system was against me, because I stood up for political sort of issues regarding our people, and corporate employer and the black man.
Yeah.
That's why the Green Party was so big, because they made it into a race stream war as far as, you know, white versus black sort of thing. And that's why that was so big, that they thought, you know, they had the great white hope, showed them that it wasn't in my level. And you told my father that the fact was the best Bubba Lee player at the time, and left Bubba Lee, and then become a three-time world champion. What I've done has never been done.
Yeah.
Probably won't be done again. You know what I mean? But that's a backfall from Urban to a backfall from Sydney. He said, with a dream and a belief. And then, you know, obviously the hard work and dedication and discipline that come with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And much respect for you for doing that. Like you said, no one has done it, and highly unlikely anyone will do it again. So, you know, it's just a legend, kind of, that you're a living legend that you are, and you created this, you know, amazing track record in sport, and, you know, in profile here in Australia as a proud Aboriginal man and an elite sportsman.
And the way they betrayed me, they betrayed me like they want to betray anyone, the Western media. They want to, like, you know, black folks, the stereotype thinking, you know, alcohol or the no good, the drug addicts and whatnot, the no good to society. You know what I mean? That's what they're going to paint in people's minds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I took that on. You know, so all you black folks out there listening to me, all you nungahs and that, they need to take drugs. They don't, that way. Make the right choice in life. Have goals, have dreams, no matter how old you are. You can be 50, 60. You might find a passion of what you want to do, what you want to become. Work hard towards it, strive hard to get it. And you know, anything is possible. No dream is too big.
Wow, that is inspiring. Tony, to hear that, and I hope those you know, Noongars out there who are listening, you know, take that on board. You know, hey, you know, you got a famous role model, but that's not going to his head. You know, he's speaking from the heart, and he told me what he stood up to. You know, the perception of general society. Don't let that, you know, put you down. You break through that. You be, you know, be true to yourself, and you know, you can say no to all these bad influences, and you can reach your goals and be successful. You know, Tony Mundine is, and that's a great, you know, platform that you have. We're looking forward to hearing you speak at Crown. I'm looking forward to meeting. I'm going to get to meet you.
I'm looking forward to coming and meeting and socializing with all the mob and trying. I love spending, you know, giving my time to especially to the youth, and try to inspire and motivate them, and, you know, giving some great stories.
Definitely. And the Crown Towers, the Men in Black Balls, a very flash event. Tony, I'm sure you've been to many balls and that. The one here at Crown Towers in Perth is very flash. And I'm looking forward to hearing you speak, as well as Andrew Cracker, who mentioned you all earlier. He's looking forward to catching up with you. And I'm going to get an opportunity to do a live interview at the event here on Noongar Radio. So I am also looking forward to meeting you too, Tony. And thank you so much for your time today. You're a true champion. And going out, I'm going to play Queen with other champions. Thank you, Tony Mundine. See you Saturday 25th at Crown Towers Perth at the Men in Black Ball.
Thank you, brother. I'll be at the Men in Black Ball and I'll be all decked out in black, baby.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah. See you then, champ.